Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Francis, welcome back to Life Study.
Thank you for inviting me back. I enjoy being here.
Today we're coming to a message entitled, Saved Through Water. Would you give us a short review of the salvation that Noah and his household received by means of the ark?
Well, in a previous message, Witness Lee pointed out that the ark which Noah built was a type of salvation, not only to be saved from God's judgment, but also to save from a crooked, perverse, and evil generation. That was the situation in Noah's day. And through this, the Bible shows us that we also need to be saved, not only from God's judgment, but also from a present, crooked, and perverse age, an evil age. So the message we'll hear today is one that shows us how not only the ark, but there's another matter that enters into this salvation. So I believe we'll hear something today kind of fresh to us about this.
Well, Francis, we've heard both being saved by grace and, of course, being saved by faith. Now today we're going to find out about being saved through water. Here's Witness Lee with today's life study.
1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 20 tells clearly that Noah was saved through water. King James even translated in a stronger way. It says Noah was saved by water. Water saves. Well, according to the truth, no one of us would agree with anything called baptismal regeneration. But listen to this. In the Bible, you do have such a phrase that says, saved through water. Why we need to be saved through water? You know, in Matthew 24 and in Luke 17, the Lord Jesus likened our age to the age of Noah. The background of Noah is a prefigure of our background. Now, what was the background of Noah? Man's first fall caused man to be injected with the evil nature of Satan. And then in the second fall, this evil nature of Satan developed so much into the human culture. Then, in the third fall of man, this human culture ushered in an evil generation. There was the evil power of darkness that corrupted the earth, that caused earth to be filled with violence. So, when Noah was born into that time, he was born into a generation that was crooked, perverse, evil, and condemned in the eyes of God. Due to this, God came in to judge that generation, to terminate that age. So, look at today's situation. To this world, to this human situation, no doubt is under God's condemnation. Also, it is under a kind of evil power, evil influence. Every human being today is, number one, under God's condemnation. Number two, under the power, the influence of the darkness of evil one.
Francis, Witness Lee surely paints a black picture here of mankind's situation. What is more striking for us is, I believe, the inescapable comparison between the generation that we live in today and the one that Noah lived in his time. Why is it that despite God's repeated dealings with mankind, man just seems to be incapable of changing so as to be acceptable and well-pleasing to God?
Now, there is something within man that desires to be acceptable to God and even well-pleasing to God. But we must admit that the background that faced Noah's day was just a picture of the situation we face today. The repeated falls of man that we've seen in the previous chapters in Genesis up to this point, fall after fall, shows us how the evil nature of Satan that was injected into man in the first fall continued to cause man to deviate from the presence of God and develop to such an extent that the whole human culture produced an evil generation with its power of darkness and corruption until the situation today is just filled with violence. We have the same situation among us today that was in Noah's day. Just to read the newspapers or listen to the news broadcast today gives us an unavoidable conclusion that today's generation is an evil generation. Like Paul said, when they would do good, evil is present with them. So we have to realize that the fall of man went to such an extent that it weakened man toward God and strengthened him toward evil. We live today in even a more intensified evil generation than Noah's time in those early stages of history of mankind. The Satan-infected human nature has rendered man incapable to be acceptable and well-pleasing to God. So, whether we consider ourselves good or bad, we need the salvation of God, not only from condemnation, but also from ourselves and from the present evil world.
Thank you, Francis. Witness Lee is going to jump now from Noah to the children of Israel and their Passover exodus out of Egypt. And we're going to get another very graphic picture of God's full salvation. Let's rejoin Witness Lee.
The Israelites, they were God's chosen people. One day, they got fallen, drifted into Egypt. There, the whole nation of Egyptians was under God's judgment. As Israelites were there, no doubt, they were also under God's condemnation. Not only so, at the same time, they were also under the power of Pharaoh. Exodus doesn't mean to get away from God's judgment. Exodus rather means to get out of Egypt, to get yourself out of the Egyptian rule. Now, let us see the salvation the children of Israel enjoyed. Firstly, they enjoyed the redeeming of the lamb's blood. They slay the lamb. Then they strike the blood on the post of the doors. They were saved by that redeeming blood from God's judgment. Following that, they all have to eat the meat, the flesh of the lamb. This was not for them to be saved from God's judgment. This was for them to be strengthened, to walk out of, Egypt. Then, what delivered them out of Egypt? What delivered them out of the power of Pharaoh? God saved them from God's judgment. But Pharaoh, the king of this world, would not let them go. Oh, Pharaoh surely was a type of Satan. Pharaoh's sign, that means Satan's sign. Do you think it's so easy for you to get out? This is my territory. This is my kingdom. This is my empire. I have the power here. I will not let you go. So Pharaoh did what? We all know this story. Pharaoh sent his army to hold them, to bring them back. Then God came in. Came in to deliver the children of Israel by what? Not by sending the angels. Not by sending the fire to burn out Pharaoh and his forces. God saved the children of Israel by firstly opening the Red Sea. It's quite meaningful. Open the Red Sea that his people could walk through. After his people walked through, all the Egyptian army followed. When all the army get to the heart of the river, God said, now is the time. So God gave the word to Moses, cross the sea. And Moses did. And the sea obeyed. Hallelujah. All the Pharaoh's army, all the Egyptian power were buried there. Buried. And the children of Israel were saved. Were saved there from what? You tell me. From God's judgment? No. From what? From the power of the word.
Amen.
From the power of Pharaoh. From the power of Satan. From the power of Egypt. So you could see the children of Israel enjoyed a double salvation. The first aspect and the first portion was by the redeeming blood. And the second aspect and the second portion was through the judging water. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us their passing through the Red Sea was a baptism. Let me check with you. We all know what is the redeeming blood. I have no doubt you all know this. But I have a big question mark whether you know or not. Sorry to say this. What is the judging water? What is the judging water for us? I tell you, the judging water for us today is the cross. The death of the Lord Jesus Christ is the judging water. Why? Because it is on the cross that Satan and his word were judged there. When the Lord Jesus was prepared to go to the cross, he declared, now is the judgment.
Amen.
Now is the judgment of Satan. Not only Satan, but also the world.
Amen.
Both Satan and the world were judged on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Francis, let's interrupt here. According to the picture of the Passover that the children of Israel enjoyed in Egypt, it appears that there's more to our salvation than we maybe previously realized. We usually consider that our salvation is primarily a matter of our justification before God. What is the other aspect of salvation that Witness Lee so vividly alludes to?
Yes, I think it's quite interesting the way Brother Lee, you might say, left Noah and came to the children of Israel. This makes a very, very substantial picture of the kind of salvation that the Bible is talking about. This type of the deliverance of the children of Israel out of Egypt certainly gives us a better understanding of God's complete salvation. When the lamb was slain, the blood was put on the doorpost, which saved the firstborn sons of Israel from the death angel. All this was only a type of our salvation from the judgment of God. I think many of us, as Christians, have had a shallow concept of salvation, just thinking that as long as we're forgiven of our sins, saved from God's judgment, reconciled to God, and believe in the finished work of Christ on the cross, we've grown up to think that that's just all there is to it. We just wait for the Lord to come and take us up to Himself. But there is more to be experienced in that whole matter of the Passover than we realized. The type there includes the eating of the lamb to get the strength to get out of Egypt. And this, is, to me, is the main point, that this salvation is not just to be cleansed by the blood, but there is a need of deliverance from Egypt, which is a type of the world. This picture is very clear that we need to not only enjoy Christ as our Savior from the guilt of sin, from condemnation, but we do need to be saved out of a corrupted and perverted world system. Just as it wasn't sufficient for the children of Israel to just have the blood and remain in Egypt, they needed the strength to escape from Pharaoh's domain. And Pharaoh represents Satan as the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, who invented a world system to keep people occupied, to hold us from fulfilling God's main purpose, His total purpose and plan, which was to have man to represent and to express God Himself on this earth. So we need to take Christ as our food, just like the children of Israel took the slain lamb into their homes, and they roasted the lamb, and they ate the lamb. And the strength of the eating of that lamb was to get them power or strength to escape from Egypt, because Pharaoh would never let them go willingly. So by the strength of the eating of this lamb, they were able to escape not only from being enslaved there, but they had something now to really satisfy them. So they were brought on to a further salvation. Getting out of Egypt was just as important as not being slain by the death angel. So we need to see that we need to take Christ as our food to strengthen us too, to escape from the world. For this, we need to be saved through water, the dividing line between us and the world of Satan's power and the power of his world system. So we need not only the blood of Christ, but we need the application of the cross of Christ. It was on the cross that Satan was judged, and with him the world that he invented was judged. So the cross is the experience that we need. If we can see this, we will realize that it was not only the ark that saved Noah from God's judgment, but it was also the judging waters that delivered him from the corrupted world.
Then these two items, the ark and the flood waters, are both necessary aspects of God's full salvation. Let's rejoin Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's life study.
The cross to Satan and to his word was a judgment. But this judgment on the cross over Satan and his word, hallelujah, is a salvation to us.
Amen.
Not from God's condemnation, but from the power of Satan, from the evil influence of the dark age. If this is clear to all, we could come to see Noah's case. Noah was no doubt under God's condemnation and also under the evil power of that dark age. So Noah firstly had the ark pitched within and without. The pitch is a type of the redeeming blood. Noah was saved from God's judgment by the pitched ark. Then what saved Noah from that evil age? The judging flood. this judging water, this judging flood, you know, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Separated Noah from that age.
Amen.
The water of the Red Sea buried the Egyptians and separated the children of Israel from that Egyptian world. I tell you, the water of the flood did the same thing to Noah. The water of the flood, on the one hand, judged that evil age. And on the other hand, this judging water separated Noah from that age. So after this double portion of God's full salvation, Noah was freed from God's condemnation as well as freed from that evil generation. All real Christians do realize that they have been saved from God's judgment. As far as God's judgment goes, they all are safe. No problem. But nearly very, very few do know that they're also delivered out of the evil age of today's world.
Right.
Now you understand the phrase, saved through water.
Well, Francis, obviously baptism is surely more than just a religious ritual. And probably most of us don't have an adequate realization and appreciation of it, do we?
I don't believe so. No, I don't believe so.
Witness Lee said in this last section that the saving water of baptism has a twofold or two-sided effect. What is it that we need to realize about our baptism that would make it more effectual for our daily Christian living?
Well, this and the previous fellowship we had on the other question really leads us into a deeper appreciation of what Witness Lee has brought out in this message. I feel that the aspect of God's complete salvation has really been missed. So much people are led to believe that as long as they have received Christ's forgiveness, just to be good and wait to go to heaven. This lesson today shows us just how short that kind of view is, and that to come short in this matter is really to preach a different gospel. We need to see that God's complete salvation includes both the judicial redemption of Christ on the cross, and also the organic salvation of Christ as our life, that we, by this, we could be delivered from this present evil world and be brought into God's eternal purpose. And then to get into the question you just asked, I believe while we reject the teaching of the so-called baptismal regeneration, we must realize that our baptism is really a mark of separation from the world. I remember a young girl who invited her worldly friends to witness her baptism after she was regenerated. She got into the baptismal water, and from there she spoke to all her worldly friends. She said, "I'm being baptized, so I wanted to tell you goodbye. I'm leaving the world in this water to come up to walk in a new life. Bye-bye." That quite touched me. This is a real picture of getting saved from the world through water. Though it's not the matter of being regenerated by the water, but it is a saving aspect which is pictured for us in the case of Noah. I just trust the Lord will bring us all to live in the light of the meaning of our baptism and the full salvation of the Lord.
Thank you, Francis. For Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening today.